listening to Cotton Eye Pop.
It's going to be hilarious.
You'd best put seatbelts on your ears, Roy. Because I'm going to take them for the ride of their lives.
On These Days Says Diet.
Listening to Culture My Pop. Happy Saturday to your ass, wherever it may be. It's Des Delgadillo and the Baby Ghost. How are you, Baby Ghost?
Yeah, that's the only nickname other that one guest we had used.
Yeah, well, you know, it's how we do it.
Yeah.
Steve, surprise, surprise, is not here. He's actually on a plane as we speak to Orlando.
He's going to the that place that we send people when they need training.
I'll give it to you.
Thanks.
So we have a special guest that I love having on the show because he's a hilarious human being. Shane Canton.
We're random.
All the way from beautiful Hawaii, this man is calling in on Skype from the heart of paradise. Shane, what's going on, my man?
Nothing much, man. Sorry.
What are you doing
over
there?
Lost the mute button for a few seconds.
Are you okay?
I did like a double take, like, come on, let me unmute this, But, yes, I am unmuted.
Shane, I
want to
ask you a question. I want to ask you a question real quick. Do you remember the boy that kidnapped, that went on the plane and ended up in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Do you know him?
No.
All Hawaiians know each other.
Oh man,
I'm a fan.
A guest. Come on, man.
I'm a fan.
Is Hawaii okay? So you're an expert, Shane, because you live there. Yeah. Is Hawaii really worth it? Dude, this dude
climbed under a plane to get there. Tell me if it's worth it.
I don't know. Is it worth almost dying to get to Hawaii?
Yeah, it's worth it.
All right. Yeah. I don't know. It's a strange concept.
We're on three different time zones. Completely.
We are.
You have no idea.
Oh, yeah. It's like Valentine's Day in England or something.
It is, right?
Yeah.
By the way, why is that? Why do you guys have different days than us for us?
We don't. It's only Mother's Day.
Well, I don't approve of this.
Because they're hipsters. They're like the hipsters of the world.
Yeah, we're like the indie crew. We try to do things on our own.
Nobody likes the indie crew.
I was talking about independent bands and things like that. No one was talking about the other thing.
I know. I played the right sound. I just don't like hipsters is all.
You don't?
I mean, our unseen producer played the sound. I don't play the sounds.
Mr. X.
Yeah, it's our anonymous producer who does these things.
He just sits there pressing buttons. That's what he does.
That's his only function. He just pushes things.
You know. Sometimes he pushes buttons that don't even make sense.
Yeah.
Oh, he does that all the time.
Oh, I hate when he does that.
Elevator sounds or babies crying.
Yeah, it's the worst.
What the hell? Are you going to a strip club all of a sudden?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. You want to go to a strip club?
No, they're not even here yet.
No, that's this one. No, damn it. Stop it, producer. This is a strip club one.
Like acid strippers.
Just random dubstep music.
No, we used this one last week. Our producer, man. He likes getting acknowledged is his problem. You know, he likes people talk about it.
That's why we don't talk about him.
Indeed. So how you been, Shane? It's been a long... this is the first time we've had you on this show. We usually have you on talking about MMA and UFC and stuff. But how's your life?
My life is going good. Just working and, you know... That's pretty much it.
That's the usual American life, I guess.
That is the American life.
Well, I always thought Hawaiians had a different life. Like, they have such a cool, relaxing life. Island life.
Pretty much tweeting and not working at work.
So when you put your vulgar and disturbing tweets into the online ether, you're doing it, at least we know that you're doing it from the comfort of a beautiful beach. Is that right?
Yeah. Right under a tree, you know.
But you know what the hilarious thing is about Shane? He does all that on Twitter, but on his Facebook, he is serious as hell.
He is a very nice man. Oh, man.
Oh, I go from I love kitties to let's kill kitties from one to the other.
That's hilarious.
I don't want to kill your Twitter cred. You've established yourself as quite the Twitter comedian.
thank you.
what are you saying? He's not funny. Are you trying to say he's not funny when he's off Twitter? Is that?
It's kind of what he's saying.
It's what I was saying, but in a much nicer way for us.
Wow.
Thank you.
Much more passive way.
I am very passive aggressive. It's true.
See, no, this is comedian beef. This is.
You know, he's just hating because, I don't know, he stands up in front of people to laugh. I can sit down and don't even have to leave my house to get laughs.
I envy that. You know what? I find it strange because I don't get much love on Twitter. I try and, you know, put up like one-liners and stuff and see how they'll work for their Twitter crowd. I don't really get much of a response from my Twitter audience. It's very disheartening.
It took forever. You know, it's the coolest thing because in the beginning, I first started Twitter with, you know, loving, following celebrities and, you know, harassing Amanda Bynes. Then, you know,
that was my favorite time on Twitter. That was hilarious.
You write one funny thing and then someone with like a big account will retweet you and you're like, that's kind of addicting. So you just keep doing it over and over and over again. And
you need gratification is why we keep doing it.
Didn't you get blocked by her? Didn't she block you eventually?
She blocked me. That is like my claim to fame with Twitter. It was Amanda Bynes blocking me.
See, what I do is I harass Miley Cyrus, but I do it in a loving way. Like I like Miley, and so I just tweet her my affection, and I praise her for things. And so I don't think she can block me because I'm not doing anything bad.
But has she responded as of yet? That's a question.
Yeah, you know, we don't have to twist the knife for us. We don't have to.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. How many OMGs will you follow me, please? !! Have you sent her? You need to do that.
Approximately 748.
But who's counting?
I have another 377 that are automated to go out over the next week.
Have you got anything in your drafts that you haven't sent yet? You know, you draft, but then you think, nah, this isn't the fuck.
Well, you're getting ready to send like another dozen, but you go through a tunnel.
Yeah, exactly.
every single draft in his folder is Miley Cyrus related. So all he has to do is hit send all, and she'll get like 80 messages at once.
She'll have to respond to me.
She'll love me.
Even if it's just like a, do they have like a nodding emoji? Like just an emoji to tell somebody that you've been acknowledged?
Just to acknowledge your existence?
Yes.
just a creepy smiley, like, huh?
All right, I guess.
Isn't that the teeth-bearing smiley, whatever you call it?
Indifferent smiley emoji. That should be one.
Indifferent smiley.
Shrugging their shoulders.
Indifferent face. Yes, exactly. You know, we're talking about the internet and things like that. This isn't like a, I don't want to do like a commercial for anything, but as might as well, since I'm going to hype something like super hard. I just got on Reddit this week, or as all the hip kids call it, Reddit, the red, the big red, the red zone. See, those things are, these things are very uncool, guys. And that's because I'm a very uncool person.
Yeah, so, but he does it in a very cool way.
No, I don't. So I had to learn to use this Reddit thing because this is what all the cool internet people are on.
Isn't Reddit the thing where they kind of put all your new stuff all in one thing?
It's like a network. It's like networking. It's for like job. Oh no, that's not.
That's
Reddit.
LinkedIn. LinkedIn is something else. LinkedIn is something I'll never understand. I don't know what the hell that's for.
I don't get it. I mean, if you can't poke people or write sexually harassing things to them, like exactly. I don't want a part of it.
Like,
at all.
What's the point of Reddit if I can't star your resume? Like, that's what I want to do.
I want to retweet your damn resume.
Yeah, I want to share it with other people.
I can't look at your cover letter and give you a thumbs up. So what's the point of you, Reddit? What's the point of you, LinkedIn?
If I can't tell you that your margins are in the wrong place, then, you know, what's the point?
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to put it in, like, a plate, too, like Instagram style, you know?
Yeah. It's bullshit, man. Like, I can't tell you how many emails I get every day from people that I go to school with and stuff that I made the mistake of giving my email to.
Oh no!
And they have
you
to
do that.
They have to betray my trust and send me a fucking LinkedIn invite. I don't want them. Stop it.
This is true. I get like 18 a day.
Isn't
like,
it the worst? But the worst thing about LinkedIn is they don't give up. Like if you don't respond,
don't.
Send you an email.
Did you know that Scott Flavorson has sent you a LinkedIn request 82 times?
Yeah, and they'll send you a follow-up. It's like, Scott Flavorson is still waiting on your response to his LinkedIn. It's like, I don't give a shit.
It's so put. It's like the GPS of social media.
It's the desperate friend sitting in the corner of social media.
It's the me of social media.
Please come on my show. Please.
Please
will you come on my show?
Accept my existence.
I don't know if you got my message of me asking you to come on my show, but will you come on my show, Miley?
It's basically how I book people. It's how I booked Shane for this week, very professionally.
It's true. He said a lot of sweet things.
I did. I sweet-talked him. But we were talking, so Reddit, and Matt Walker came on our show a few weeks ago, a very funny comedian, and was talking about Reddit and said it was probably the closest thing to what the early World Wide Web used to be before the bloodthirsty bastards at AOL got a hold of it and it turned into the festering void of gay slurs and cat videos it is today.
But it's true, though. There are so many of those cat videos out there. Like, every person in the world, in the history of the world, has a cat video.
And, you know, most of them are pretty adorable, but that is not the point. We need variety on the internet.
It's true.
Yeah, I want a cute lion video or something.
Quite. Or even, like, get out of the feline family altogether and give me, like, a...
Yeah, an armadillo.
A
cute armadillo.
I want a cute possum.
Fuck yeah.
Do they exist? Cute ostriches?
I want an awesome possum. That's what I want.
Ah, see, look.
Awesome possum, yeah. Give it up for the awesome possum. Yeah, there you go.
That sound like he's from like the 1960s, Shane.
I don't like that.
Or the clap.
Listen to this applause. It like doesn't fade out. It just kind of cuts off. I don't like it.
All right, we're done. Yep. We're done applauding. We're done clapping.
All right, we just kind of everybody stop at the same time in that recording.
I think what we need to do actually is all three of us need to clap ourselves. So
No. What the hell kind of clap is that for us?
He was like spanging himself with his mic.
Just hitting my fist on my thing on my palm. That's how I clap.
He claps like a man. He claps like I act when I'm drunk. You just like smack.
He claps really aggressively.
He claps the way the Hulk demands sex.
Yes. Oh my god.
Oh jeez.
So I'm gainfully unemployed, you guys, and I had ample time to do the Reddit thing this week. So I got on there and I checked it out, and I had a tough time learning the rules, you know, fitting into the Reddit culture, if you will, because you're adjusting to like a new social media platform.
There's a Reddit culture,
and that's like going to a different country, you know, something I've never done, so I have no idea if it's true or not. Racist. I've never been a...
You're a social media racist.
No. I'm just poor is the problem.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm never really a big fan of...
Racist,
like,
poor, I think that's all the same thing.
That's true, actually.
Yeah, I'm poor, too. I'm getting a dollar from Newcastle Brown Ale just for following them. So
Brown Ale.
I did that, man. I saw them. They're like, hey, follow us, you get a dollar. I'm like, yeah. I'm following you for a dollar. So.
Bitching. He's invested that dollar so wisely that he's flying out
Bitcoin
to Orlando.
Billions now. No, I'm kidding.
He's flying out to Orlando tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
It's true. And it all started off with a $1 check from Newcastle.
Give it up he's for still, investing.
He's still got that $1 bill in his pocket.
I sleep with the check every night.
That's what you get for investing. You should invest into Bitcoin. Be a Bitcoin baller, Shane.
Yeah, Bitcoin baller.
I could do that. I could be that guy.
You sure can.
You believe in me?
I'm sure other people do.
No, well, you know, me and Shane have this understanding. No matter what Shane does, I've got to believe in him. You know,
he believes in me.
Shane could commit murder, and I'd believe in his innocence.
It's true.
Even if you watch him do it,
that baby attacked me first. It was self-defense.
Yeah, exactly. See, look.
With its head,
he came at me menacingly with that rattle.
Yeah, that damn teething ring and it's not having teeth and whatnot.
He glared at me with his war cry. I thought he was ready to pounce.
messing with his mobile.
She tried running me over with her Barbie Jeep, guys.
I'm not gonna say.
Oh, those things are dangerous.
Those things are a hazard, man.
See, maybe left the Lego on the floor.
Oh my god! Yes,
those are the worst. True.
Oh, that hurts.
There's a reporter, Fraz, that you and I follow a lot, and that's how he got. He I think broke his leg a couple months ago. I don't know if you ever heard about this story, but he broke his leg because his son left like a toy on the floor.
Oh yes.
And he fell down the stairs, and he ended up breaking his, or he broke his foot or something. And that was,
it happens,
that was
man.
Horrible, man. Thankfully, he worked from home, so it didn't really affect his output too much. But it's still a bad
thing. As long as he sends us the reports that we need, we don't really care.
Exactly. That's what we need.
That's basically what we're trying to say.
His son took him out with a damn slinky.
What a little shit, right? That's terrible.
Those slinkies are dangerous, though.
It's the worst.
Those are dangerous to society, man.
Damn Lego. Sorry. I don't mean to laugh. I hope your foot's better there, guy.
Lego. What were the other ones? Lincoln Logs.
What? Oh, what are Lincoln Logs?
They're like, I guess, wannabe Legos.
Yeah, they're wannabe Legos. And they had,
Is that is the poor man's Lego?
Yeah.
They're like the Mr. Pibb of Dr. Pepper.
Exactly. They are the RC of Lego.
They're the Shasta of Legos.
They're basically the Shasta of colorful building blocks.
Is what I think we've done enough product placement, don't you?
No. Well, your turn. I mean, we had to take over for you because you didn't hop in.
Yeah.
Nah.
Something in English. It's like the kumquat of berries or something. I don't know. What do you guys eat? I don't know. I don't understand English. I don't speak English very well, so
I enjoy kumquat.
Right, neither do I.
Kumquats are very tasty.
Oh.
Yeah.
You could have
I should have just moved on, you're right.
You should have just moved on. I'm just gonna leave you hanging right there. It's good.
I've never been the biggest fan of like internet forums or message boards or things like that, because to me those places are like the southern southern portion of our dear U.S. A breeding ground for stupid people.
YouTube comments are another one.
Exactly.
Oh, I could not agree with you more. You know, the worst is like when there's like a touching story of a guy who overcomes death and. All of a sudden, you know, he's like lifting up cars and people are like, oh, that guy's a fag.
Yeah, Kumo. Exactly. Like, you're a hurt that guy. Guys, that guy's probably a Christian.
He wasn't really dying. He was just making it. What?
He's just trying to get money.
Yeah, it's like he said you're wrong. It's actually your. It's like, what? He spoke it. Like, how do you know?
Wrong. You are.
Yeah, on those sites, a lot of the stupid things are disgusting, and I compare it to like the most disgusting turd you ever saw. You know, like stuff
peanuts, green with peanuts.
Oh, wait, like the corn in it and stuff.
Corn. No. Yeah.
Like my analogy is right when you look at like YouTube comments, it's like that disgusting turd, and like all the stuff floats, all the bad stuff floats to the top.
Yeah, it does. That's true. Right.
And it's a problem. True. That's a problem. It'll always be a problem because of anonymity.
You know what the problem is, and the reason it keeps getting to the top is because people respond to it.
Exactly. It's controversial, and so people keep pushing it up. So I tried this Reddit thing, and I was kind of wary of it. But then I started learning how it all worked, and I was super impressed because the Reddit system, the way they monitor their content, it's designed to weed out the stupidity. So, going back to my turd analogy from earlier, Reddit's system doesn't so much flush the turd out of existence, but it sinks it so deep in the water
that you can't find it.
That you virtually never see it, because the Redditors vote that stuff down, and for the most part, they're people that don't suck.
Did you call them Redditors?
Yeah, they're called Redditors. See, I'm learning stuff. Huh. It's not my fault that you're such a noob for us, right?
I'm sorry. I mean, you know.
He went there.
He just got pwned.
You guys are about to go outside, ladies and gentlemen.
No, we're internet culture. We don't take things outside. We take things online, dude.
We just leave them on the air.
No, we just take these. We don't take things outside. We take them onto server 5. That's what we do. Internet culture. So what you get is basically all the good stuff at the top with Reddit, like a delicious frozen yogurt bowl.
You can think of any other analogy?
Frozen yogurt. I like frozen yogurt.
So do I, but you can think of anything else?
Is frozen yogurt not good enough for you?
How about the greatest tables, ladders, and chairs match?
Damn it, Shane. You're doing so good.
Oh, come on. You know what the bad thing is? He did that on purpose. It was an accident.
Yeah.
Tori Wilson or Stacey Keebler Playboy shoot.
Oh, no.
10 points from Gryffindor.
Gryffindor. 10 points, Gryffindor.
Don't you mean you're taking stuff away? Shouldn't you be taking points away, though?
I said from.
Oh, okay.
That was the key preposition there.
No, I misheard. I thought you said four. My apologies.
Deaf.
Absolutely. Most deaf.
Most deaf.
Most deaf.
You get the stimulating dialogue that I think the web was meant to encourage 20 years ago with Reddit. And so I like it. I read a cool AMA from a few months ago with Karen Gillan from Doctor Who for us. We all...
Ah, yes.
My least favorite companion, by the way, of all of them.
Really?
Karen Gillan. I didn't like her.
I didn't like Catherine Tate very much, though.
You know what? I watched a very funny... I guess she was on a sketch show before she was on.
Well, no, she had her own. Yeah, she has her own sketch show.
Well, I was watching an episode where like somebody was hosting it, but she was on it. She was acting on it, and it was very funny. She was a very good comedy person.
Yeah, that's how she got started. She had her own sketch show.
I wasn't too big on her as a companion, but I really didn't like Karen Gillan's character, man.
What about Billy Piper? What did you think of her?
She was probably my favorite of the reboot.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That or Martha Jones, but you know, like. I'm rewatching season, the Matt Smith stuff right now.
Okay, the reboot. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and Karen Gillan is such a horrible human being. Like, she's getting married, right, the entire fifth season, and Shane, you're, like, on an island right now, but bear with us, because you're used to it.
I'm just watching Doug on YouTube right now, guys. You guys
we mentioned Doug last week. Doug is awesome.
Doug is the best, yes.
Oh, dude.
But Shane is used to being on an island, so this is okay.
wasn't Doug set on? No, it wasn't.
No.
Wilson.
So, this the fifth season, the entire fifth season is built around the Amy Pond, Karen Gillan's character. It's her wedding night, and the doctor takes her away on her wedding night, and they go and they do their stuff, and they save the
world
and whatever, all that bullshit. But she's getting married, and like. Episode 4, she's trying to seduce the doctor, and she's trying to have sex with the doctor. And then she, not only does she do that, but then they start traveling with the fiancé. And with her fiancé on board the TARDIS, she is still making moves on the doctor and treating her fiancé like garbage.
See, this would never happen in Tom Baker's day.
And then it gets worse, because not only does she marry her fiancé... And not only does this really elaborate storyline happen where her fiancé dies and gets erased from time and then somehow survives. And basically he lives 2,000 years because he wants to see his wife again. And then he comes back 2,000 years later and they have this romantic, I waited for you scene.
You moment,
and and I love you so much. And then she's back to flirting with the doctor again. It's like, why don't you learn, woman? This man loves you.
He waited 2,000 years. Jesus didn't even wait that long.
You whore. It's anyway, but I read a great AMA from her the other day.
You know why I think that happens? Because it's one of the things that they've done, and they've made it their mission. The doctors have become younger. Now, back in the day, the doctor was an old dude.
Yeah, that's the problem. But at least I think the next guy's, he's older. He's bringing like a darker edge to that stuff. By the way, August 23rd. It's back, baby.
Where is it?
Okay, you can come back on. You can come back to shore now, Shane.
Yeah, come back, Shane.
So,
we miss you.
Well, I was gonna ask. So there is no doctor whose last name is who then?
That's not his surname, no.
That's not his surname, no.
Oh,
he's not a Chinese man, just, you know.
Oh, no, it's not it. Dr. H. U. No?
No.
No, no, no.
Is his first name who?
It's not my new animated series about an owl trying to get through medical school.
No, it's not. the Mr. Owl from the Tootsie Pop commercial.
Yeah, he has his own show now.
Yeah, he was working at in Hogwarts for a while delivering mail, but
you know. Delivering mail, yeah.
Speaking of Doctor Who, I did see some stupid shit on Reddit, but it was hilarious stupid shit. Like,
oh, good.
A guy purporting to be a time traveler. He claimed He claimed he knew who the Doctor would be three Doctors from now, which is awesome.
Who did he say it would be?
I don't remember. It was some name that I never saw before.
Oh.
But it's fun, stupid stuff, and it's not homophobic or anything like that. So. Anyway, I'm a big fan of...
What does that got to do with anything? What do you mean fun, but not homophobic at all?
It's fun, but it's fun stuff. It's not. It's like fun stupidity, not the homophobic stupidity you see everywhere else.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, I just wanted to thank you, Red Zone, for taking the best parts of the internet and making them great. So if
Isn't Red Zone what they call the NFL thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's what we actually call Reddit. I just made it up.
Oh.
That sound cool. I assume this will make me cool.
So you just gave it a name that's already been used for something else.
Indeed.
Ah.
That's what we all do for stuff, you know.
Exactly.
Good. So Reddit, that's just it. It's not like messaging each other. It's just taking a bunch of different articles that are already on the web and putting it in Reddit.
You can message and stuff too. You can do that. I've set up a podcast thread. There's a Reddit thread for podcasters, and I've set one up where you can like list what you're good at, and people can book you for the podcast. So it seems to be working okay.
That's insane.
Yeah. So it's cool.
Discord, there you go. Networking.
It's called networking. Whatever that is.
Indeed. Now all we need to do is get you on LinkedIn somehow.
Yeah.
Need to explain LinkedIn. What that is.
Look, you know, one of us has to do it, and is it going to be me and Shane?
Yeah, no, you know what? I'll just send you a... Can you give me your email? I'll just send you a request and you can look at it. No?
You know what? No.
You know what? No.
So adamant about it. Gee. Fine, help a brother and look what happens.
No.
You cannot
How about we both send him a request and he'll have like a lifetime of reminders?
How many LinkedIn messages have we got today, Des?
I think this morning I've got like two, but they're all getting into my spam folder now, which is nice. I don't have to see them anymore.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
So in other words, you know, we might as well tell them LinkedIn can piss off.
Yes.
What? Yes.
Say that like we're gonna murder them or something.
I know.
Loud. It's like no LinkedIn. We're not trying to kill you, bro.
Well, speak for yourself, Shane. I don't know.
gonna poison him.
He's gonna bring every server down.
He's gonna bring every one of Faraz's family.
Every single server. And I have help.
You do?
Dude! I am so ready to kill LinkedIn, bro.
I'm sick of all the reminders. They keep emailing me on my multiple emails.
Oh my god, dude. I'm so tired of getting notifications from LinkedIn. It's the worst when you're unemployed and live with your mom, bro. Like, what's the point of you?
I'm trying to find out what's going to happen in the next two Turtle movies in my basement.
It's like, dude, I'm waiting on email blast from Shonen Jump and Frankenstein's comic shop. I don't need this LinkedIn bullshit, you know?
All I want to do is play Dungeons and Dragons. That's all I want to do.
You know what's fucked the both of you? I just sent this little girl who just cured cancer. I just called her a faggot. Seriously.
He's the evil nerd. Whoa.
Wow. Evil nerd.
A 6-year-old, you called her a faggot. A
dude,
girl.
You're an evil nerd, dude. You're the bad
evil
nerd.
No.
Evil nerd.
The hell is that, like the dubstep version of Psycho?
That's like the Evil Nerd theme song. I don't know.
Yeah, the dubstep version of Psycho. Look, I'm just waiting for the bass to kick in.
Man. Well, we've had the introduction of a new character, I guess.
Yeah, indeed.
Shane, we'll talk contracts after the show.
After the show.
You'll talk to my agent.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get you a long-term deal.
Yes, as long as you don't, you know, walk out on us halfway through your contract. Is that...
Or...
I don't know if that's worth the buzz or not.
I think it is, because I know what it meant. Yeah.
All right. That's fair.
Although, technically, his contract was meant to end, like, 3 months later, so it's not really halfway through.
We're not
going to
have this conversation.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, buzz him now. Buzz him. Fuck you for us. Thank you.
By the way, did you know it's 45 years since the lunar landing?
Yeah.
The 45th anniversary of the lunar landing.
Oh, wow. Today?
Yeah.
Wow. That's very lucky.
Yeah. The lunar landing.
See, why didn't you tell me this before we recorded, Faraz? I could have had some hilarious moon material prepared for this show, and now I have nothing.
Now I have moon material? How much moon material can you possibly get?
Now I have to improv this shit with you.
Oh, come on. That's the whole point.
No.
I
have to stoop to spontaneously being funny now. You don't have an idea how terrible that is?
Yeah, he's been used to writing all his stuff down over the last few months. And
scripting
now.
Everything, including, you know, what we say, including what we say, by the way.
Don't you know how much I hate spontaneity?
A lot.
He scripts every word on this podcast, even what we say.
Yeah, I do. You're doing really good right now. This is all scripted.
Thanks.
This has all been written by me.
Three months in advance.
It's an arc I have going here.
If you turn this into a movie, who would play me?
You'd probably be written out, to be honest. I don't know. Like right now, all you're doing is
my character would die.
You're just reading Steve's lines right now, is what you're doing. We just changed the name.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, no one's noticed the change in voice or anything.
No, it's perfectly similar.
Am I like the Joe of the Three Stooges or the Shemp?
The Shemp. Yeah. I like that. Ah. Yeah. That's who you are, exactly.
You're like substituting for the Power Ranger that went missing in Africa for some unknown reason.
Power Ranger that went missing in Africa?
I don't get it.
Yeah,
either.
There's one where they got the Yellow Ranger went missing. She went to Africa and something. And then
the Asian one?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, this is news to Shane. Cool.
You missed this?
Yeah, I did.
They're making another movie of the Power Rangers, by the way. I don't know why. Yeah. The first one was awful.
By the way, a new Dragon Ball Z movie is coming out.
Yes.
I saw the trailer the other day on YouTube. Be ready.
When is that out?
I think it's out now, actually. I think it just came out through Funimation.
It's not the real one. Like the real life one where they use the white guy to play an Asian character, right?
No.
It's not that one, right?
No.
The actual... Okay.
This is going to be cool, man. We'll review it, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have Fraz's brother on, who loves Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, is he Dragon Ball Z? We should bring his cousin on, too. His cousin knows a lot about stuff.
Yeah, especially about Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, her.
Indeed.
You know, maybe we can have our own podcast. Just perhaps give him my Skype.
Perhaps Evil Nerd can return to review Dragon Ball Z.
Ball Z movie. He's just going to criticize everything.
Yeah.
Screw you guys, okay? The greatest movie ever was Goosebumps, you bitches.
Wow. That was a movie?
Goosebumps. Yeah, yes.
It's a movie. I missed that movie. Television
I need to go
series.
And review it now.
I made it myself.
Goosebumps, the movie. Cool.
Oh, man.
I'm eating my gluten-free cookies. Gluten free. Why do I always think of evil people as like gluten free lovers?
They have wheat allergies. They can't have any wheat.
So they're suddenly evil.
That is
kind of evil. They have gluten problems and they're lactose intolerant. The most of them.
Yeah. Well. Fucking,
no wonder they're in a bad mood all the time.
Let me tell you guys about veganism.
Oh boy.
Tell us about veganism, Shane.
Well, you know the benefits, right? Well, first of all, your digestive system takes 30% of your digestive system are non animal products. The other 70 is animal products. So you're pretty much taking 70% of your energy trying to break down animal product. So that's not helping you at all. No, actually, that's... Does that sound true?
And also...
Does that sound true?
And also, you don't have beef with anyone, which is another thing.
What's that?
I mean, the people from PETA will love you.
Yes. Oh, that's true. Oh, man. Dude. Hold on, let me write them a message on Twitter. Hey,
at PETA.
I've eaten out vegan women before. Does that make me vegan by association?
It's like it's like the food chain, right? You can like the eat food, something and you digest it.
It's the circle of life.
So I think you are vegan, Shane. Good for you.
Yes. Thank you. I've been a vegan for quite a while, man.
It's a circle of life, you know.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Very happy for you in this discovery, Shay.
Oh, man. I'm so proud of myself. Hold on. I'm going to tell my mom.
I'm vegan, Mom.
How'd you become vegan? Well, so Karen came over 2 weeks ago.
Let's just say I ate vegan, so I am vegan. And you know what they say? Vegans. You are what you eat, so.
By default.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, we're going to hell.
I love this show. This is the best show I've ever done, I think. It's up there.
Steve, you're fired. Live on air.
And he raised his index finger like Donald Trump when he said that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve is like pointing at himself. Who, me?
Me? Does your printer still come on over there? Is it like, is it still a thing?
I think printers? So. Yeah, they still have it with like celebrities and shit.
Oh, okay. It's still a big thing here, too, although we haven't had one this season, I don't think.
Do you guys have Donald Trump?
They're doing
there?
It with youngsters now, like the Junior Apprentice.
So, who hosts The Apprentice over there? Is it just Trump, or is it a British guy?
We have our own version of Trump.
Who is he?
Oh.
He's Lord Alan Sugar.
Lord Adam Sugar. Sugar.
Alan.
Oh, Alan.
Lord Alan Sugar.
That is amazing.
That is, dude, that is the perfect nerd.
He is an awesome human being.
That is like... If I
guess
were,
you're gonna go back and watch The Apprentice UK now, aren't you?
If I were a white rapper, yes. That would be my name, right?
Lord Alan Sugar.
LAS and the Hizzy.
He was a sir a couple of years back, but then he got upgraded.
He went up from he climbed the ladder.
He climbed the ladder to success. Yes. Yes.
From sir to lord, the Alan Sugar story.
Trust me, he's already that's his book.
Lord Alan Sugar.
What is he the Lord of, though?
I don't know.
I need to know more about this guy.
Wikipedia is your friend, I guess.
Next week we're talking about Lord Alan Sugar.
Okay, you're gonna
An
watch the
entire
first season
show.
Of the, you're gonna watch the first season of The Apprentice UK.
Yes, I am Lord Adam Sugar.
Yeah.
This is how I imagine him speaking. I don't know if it's accurate or not.
No, it's not accurate at all.
Yes.
He's an aggressive human being. He was born in the East End, so he's a Cockney.
Yeah. Ah, that's hilarious.
He's yes, a Cockney.
Irish.
Yes, sir.
I don't know.
Irish?
No. Australian? All you Australians sound alike. I don't know.
Absolutely. All us Australians, all the same.
I think we should bring up where Steve has gone off to because. Shane, you're off to join him tomorrow.
I am.
Are we sending Shane to the training facility, too?
We are.
Oh, no.
You know, last year, we sent Faraz.
Last week, last month?
I don't know. At some point in time, we sent Faraz to developmental. And Steve has gone off, and you're going off tomorrow. And Faraz, you're actually going back to developmental.
Apparently, I still need... my anger sorted out.
Well, you're making like a guest appearance now. You know,
yeah.
I think you.
I'm going to train the
greenhorns, if you will.
Yeah, the perspective people of thingsdeadsays.net.
Exactly, and there are many.
Oh, that's true. You know, you need to start printing out Those shirts, man. I need a shirt. I will run a shirt at convention. 99% of people won't see me. It's a thought that counts, really.
So there's a convention going on for the National Federation of the Blind, which is a group that encourages blind and visually impaired people to complain about why there's no Braille on their drive-through ATMs.
And have blind Easter egg hunts.
Yes. Blind, you know.
You know what? Hey, fuck you, man. Beep eggs were the best, bro. Beep it. No bad. Made it accessible for little old ladies, you know. It was a good time.
Jane, were you a part of one of these beep egg hunts when you were younger?
I love the name Beep Egg.
Beep Egg. Is it? It's not called Beep Egg, is it?
I don't know.
It should be, though.
It should be, yeah.
Copywritten by Things Dead.
Beep Egg. I've just bought the rights to beepegg.com.net.org.gov. I don't know how I got .gov.
We're federally funded, actually.
We are. The Beep... Thank you for visiting the Beep Egg organization.
Beep Egg.
It's actually ran by Lord Sugar. Lord Sugar runs
Lord Sugar.
We have offices in Bangkok, Sydney, and Taipei. And Guam, like, for some unknown reason.
Yeah, just randomly there.
Indonesia.
So anyway, the NFB, the National Federation of the Blind, every year they have a summertime convention. But it's not a cool convention with, like, comic books and vendors and
meat. Yeah, you don't go to get
autographs and things like that.
No, you don't have 42-year-old guys dressed up like Batman.
Oh, convention? Dude, I went to
the Ninja Turtles one.
Dude, last convention I went to, I had, like, show my sex with Sailor Moon. It was so hot.
Oh, my God.
He said, with Sailor Moon.
Moon.
Dude, you know, she activated my moon scout powers, I'm telling you.
I want to know what Evil Nerd did. He sounds like he had some interesting times.
I mean, I'm seeing my mana points were, like, through the roof after that experience.
Dude, my pocket protectors were vibrating.
Oh, dude. After that night, let's just say I evolved from a level 6 paladin to a level 12 mage, and it was all in my pants.
That's not the kind of convention
we're
talking.
I was Pikachu when I started, and I ended up as Raichu.
Oh, dude. And I was thunderstoned at that point.
I have no nerdy references whatsoever. I'm sorry, guys.
Thunderstone.
That's what Pikachu needs to evolve, you nerd. How did you not know
that? I know that.
All right. I'm just making sure.
That's why I made the reference.
I don't get any of the references. It just sounds so perfectly nerdy that whether it was true or not, I believe that.
Shane, next year, Shane, you and I can go to the Donnie Darko convention.
Oh, dude.
Dude, that's so true. Sorry. I'm sorry. I love nerds. I support nerds.
Or, if you don't want to go to that one, you can go to the Ferris Bueller's Day Off one.
Oh, dude, let's go to WhoCon.
If there were a WhoCon, I would go to it. I'm sure there is a WhoCon.
There is. There's loads.
I want to go to one. Fries, let's go.
All right, then.
Let's do it right now.
Yep. Okay, bye.
Well, later, guys.
Okay.
So no, it's not a convention like that. That's the point we've made with the last 5 minutes. It's not like that at all. What the NFB convention is for the uninitiated, and thank God, it's basically a convention where blind people get to be social for one time a year.
You know, for those people that don't leave the house.
And there's no cosplay involved, which is surprising, to be honest. Why hasn't anyone gone to the NFB as Stevie Wonder? Like, that is the thing to do, right?
Or Ray Charles.
Or
Daredevil.
Or other famous blind people. I don't know.
Yeah, Daredevil.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go to NFB next year.
The girl from Little House on the Prairie, you know?
I'm going to go to the convention next year and just tell people I'm dressed as Daredevil.
You're actually gonna be dressed as Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, just, hey guys, I'm Daredevil. How you doing?
He's gonna play the harmonica. randomly.
That'd be the best, man. But anyway, yeah, because a lot of people who are unaware, lots of people in the visually impaired community spend their lives living off social security checks and not communicating with the general public.
No, not getting educations and things.
So this is your opportunity, if you're one of those people, to congregate with your fellow loser.
You know, congregate.
I mean, Shane, you're not one of these losers, are you? I mean, you don't do this. No.
Shane's going with the express purpose of judging them, and also he's working for them, so I don't know what he can say.
Making fun of people?
I work for a state agency, so I'm actually getting paid my way up there, but, you know?
There you go.
There are a lot of the people there who are semi-established or who are very established, but there are a huge number of people who, you know, save up their $708.42 a month, you know, and have their mom. And, you know, so by the time they get there, they have a lot of money to spend on, you know, their ticket, their hotel, and pretty much, yeah, save up their entire year's worth of money just for that 6 days of pleasure.
Dude, if you want to hang out...
The best thing about convention is after convention, when everyone on Twitter is complaining they have no money.
It's like
if you want to hang and get embarrassingly drunk with a blind person, just come to my place, man. We'll have a good time. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
At least you'll get comedy value.
Exactly.
It's true. And I would love to get drunk with Dez. I was 2 seconds away from getting drunk with Dez. Or, well, not even drunk. Weren't you with the recruiter guy or whatever who took you to Massachusetts?
Oh, that's right.
To look
at
colleges.
Yes.
Yes.
And I think you were going to come out here to Long Beach at one point, but you didn't. But
I didn't.
Yes. But yeah, I was actually in Boston. Shane was living in Boston at one point. We should point.
Yeah, he wasn't. He wasn't always living the life. He had to slum it with the rest of the people in America.
I had to come with the peasants, but so, you know.
So I was in Boston. I actually made plans to meet up with Shane and do something, and they fell through at the last minute. But yes, we were so close.
We were.
So Shane, are you basically going to just go and make fun of people? Is that your sole aim in life?
Is that what you're getting paid to do?
Oh, it is literally one of the greatest things. You know, won't be walking around and people are be screaming because that's at the NFB. One of the things is, you know, they don't really want you to like grab on to people, and so they have people who are blind down the hall screaming general session this way, whatever breakout session this way. You know, so sometimes I will be as helpful as I can, and I'll stand right in front of like the exit. You know, outside, and I'll be like, general session this way, and like eight or nine blind people will walk outside. You know
what they should do?
All of a sudden, they'll be like, why is there sun on my face? You know?
No, they'll be like, why are the lights so bright in here? It's really warm.
What I want to do is I want to do like a community service for the people. So I just want to like stand in front of random locations and yell like Hooters this way.
No, or just yell like random Doctor Who movie this way.
Lemon Shakers Gentlemen Club this way.
Not over exaggerate. That's what they do. And you know, so another one of my favorite things is, especially we were in Detroit back in 2009 or 2010. And
I'm sorry,
Detroit's hotel is 90.
Was Slim Shady there?
No, it was 90 floors high, so we push every button, and blind people can't see that, so they could be on floor 60, and every floor, bing, they're like, wait, no one came on, next floor, floor 3, bing, wait, why did no one come on, and I'll get off at like the fourth floor, and you know. You just presume that they go up 60 or 70 floors, floor stopping, and they can't see that.
That's amazing. We are terrible people, but that's
we are horrible human beings. But you know what? As one of the people that we, one of the two people that we look up to, who always say, "Do unto others what you think is funny."
Precisely, and that's hilarious.
I agree. No, I mean, as long as it's funny, you know, if someone did that same thing to me, I would die. I'd be like, freaking
the thing
hilarious.
Is, right? You know, it's not like you're out there. And people will think, oh, these people, they're being jerks. We're not hurting anybody.
Yes. Kudos to you, funny person.
I'm blind as well, you know? Yeah. Someone came, I was like, hey, this way, and I followed them, and I'm like, I'm walking halfway down the street. I'm like, come on, use your brain. You know your whatever session isn't going to be outside, so, you know, you should know that. You should know. Think about it a little bit, but I'm just trying to help in whatever way I can.
I got a funny.
Yeah, we're a community service.
Exactly. I got a funny blind story.
Mr. Khan approves, I think.
Oh, community leader approves. I got a funny blind story before we go. Believe it or not, we're almost out of time. I did an open mic at the Hollywood Hotel a couple of weeks ago, and I looked at my GPS, and I saw that the show that I was booked on that night was only a couple blocks away. So I figured instead of spending the money on an Uber, I would just walk. So I started walking, and it was funny because I was like halfway to my destination, and some lady just like jumps in front of me. I'm walking down the sidewalk. There's this really long sidewalk, and this lady jumps in front of me, and she says, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I am walking." You know, it's what normal people tend to do. Last time I checked, everybody walks, right? Regular people walk. It's not just a blind person thing. Okay, so. I was walking, and she jumps in front of me. She said, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm walking. I have somewhere to be. I'm in a hurry, kinda.
Can you move?
Can you please move?" And she's like,
"No, please. Can you move?"
It's like, "It's dangerous." She said, "It's very dangerous." I'm like, "Of course it's dangerous, lady. It's Hollywood Boulevard. It's 8 o'clock at night. I'm pretty sure I know that what I'm doing is a dangerous activity. Anyone could be stabbed at any moment here. It's fine."
Yeah, cool. You live near, exactly. Compton's only a little while away.
Yeah. I just thought it was hilarious.
Did she tell you why it's dangerous, though?
She was probably talking about herself. She was probably like foaming out her mouth and holding like a heroin needle.
I wouldn't know. I just thought, because I told her that. I'm like, "It's Hollywood Boulevard. Of course it's dangerous." And then she kind of moved on. I'm like, "Oh, shit, you're right. I'm in danger. I should leave.
Yeah, move.
I need to go. Move, blind person."
She's actually walking around hiding behind a bush. That's actually what she does. She just randomly hops out of bushes for no reason.
And tells people that it's dangerous.
It's dangerous.
Wouldn't that be a cool occupation? You just hide behind bushes and like jump out at people,
Shane,
and tell them.
That's something you need to do when you're there. Just hide behind a random wall.
And then just jump out and tell people obvious things. Like, this is a hotel lobby.
I'll do the opposite. I love going, you know, walking, and I'll hear like a cute sounding girl like talking. She's like, "Yeah." You know, I'll be like, I'll go up to her and be like, "Is that Muhammad?" tell her the complete opposite of what
she thinks you're going to say.
One woman snapped. She's like, "I'm not a guy." I'm like, "Oh, I'm sorry.
How do you know though?"
Yeah.
How do you know?
That's the next question.
I'm visually impaired, man. I'm optically precluded.
Visually.
Optically precluded. I'm stealing that immediately and using it for something.
Optically imprudent. Yeah.
Oh, God. That's amazing.
One more thing before we go.
All right.
Thing that happened at the World Cup the other day.
Yes.
Now,
speak on this.
Italy were playing Uruguay. And there's this player, Luis Suarez, wonderful talent. Amazing player. But there's something wired wrong in his brain.
No. He just has an impeccable will to win, is what he...
He has an impeccable... Yeah. So what he does, he has a coming together with an Italian player. So granted, he was getting kicked all over the place for the whole game. But that's what happens, you know. Good player, they're going to try and get an advantage. So my guy decides, "I'm going to take a bite out of your shoulder."
Yeah.
And you know what the hilarious thing is? This isn't the first time he's done it.
Okay. Haven't you ever had that urge, though, just like in normal life when you're frustrated? Just like, "Fuck it, I'm going to bite this person."
Hang on, I'm trying to listen to Shane's conversation.
Okay, give me 10 minutes.
We now listen as Shane converses with his family.
Shane converses with family members.
This is the highlight of the podcast now. Listen to Shane have a conversation. Unfiltered, uncensored.
Listen
to him talk. Listen to him talk about his bank.
And also poorly mic'd. Listen, Shane talks about a bounced check.
Shane removes mic from body and tries to hide the conversation.
Listen,
but fails.
As Shane casually puts his hand over the microphone, but fails to realize that the microphone is omnidirectional.
Asshole.
No, but seriously, this isn't the first time that Luis Suarez has bitten someone in the middle of a game. This is like the third time he's done it.
It's the third time.
Well, I'm saying, I do it all the time. Like, when I'm at McDonald's and the lady's not getting my order right, I just say, fuck it, and I bite her. Like, I thought that was a normal societal thing that you could do.
Yeah,
that was fun.
You know, Mike Tyson.
Like, yeah. Mike Tyson did it.
You know, sharks do it.
Yeah, whenever you get competitive, you know, or you just want to take a bite out of the competition.
Exactly.
Take a bite out of crime, as they say.
Precisely. Mm. That's what Sherlock Holmes does, right? He walks up to people and he bites them.
That's how he picks up the scent, you know?
Quite.
I wrote a tweet the other day that I was hoping would get a lot more attention from that, didn't I? I said, yeah, show me with this doll what Luis Suarez did to you. It didn't get as much attention as I wanted it to, but
the thing is, right? He's denying it. He said he got poked in the eye. Like, where did your eye come in?
He said it was accident. He said it was an accident.
He got elbowed in the face. His eye hurt, and his teeth hurt. I'm like, what?
Yeah, like he slowly rolled the guy's shirt up to his shoulder and nibbled on his shoulder, but it's an accident.
Clamped his jaw down.
It was one of those things, like, have you ever had food and, like, had a piece of meat, right, that was, like, so tough that, like, your jaw hurt afterward? That's what he was experiencing.
Well, something like Mike Tyson beat Evander Holyfield's ear and spat the cartilage out. It's like, what?
Yeah, yummy.
Yeah. He's a pussy for spitting it out, though, I think.
You think you should have swallowed it?
Yeah, man. I prefer people that swallow. That's just my personal...
That's his MO.
And that's how I think we should wrap.
And see, and this is why we're talking about convention, too. Speaking of National Federation of the Blind, there's a lot of that, so you guys should come if you guys can make it. Speaking of swallow.
Oh, God.
Okay, we're going to end the show now.
All right, we're going to wrap things up. Hey, I want to let you know, if you want to catch me this week, Friday, July 4th, I'll be performing at a benefit for the Wounded Warriors Project.
And he'll be able to say perform, I promise, next time.
Yes, July 4th, I'll be there at 7 o'clock at the Universal Bar and Grill there in Studio City, California. So I hope to see you there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Beautiful. And Dollar Southern Comfort Shots, if you're there early. So be there.
Really?
Yes.
Yummy.
At Des Del Dio on Twitter.
I don't know what that is, but yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I'm at Des Del Dio on Twitter. Check out the Twitter page. Faraz is at The Wisp. And Shane, give people your Twitter so they can follow your comedic musings.
Mine is at Bang My Bongo.
Why?
There we go.
Why is it that?
By the way, if you don't recognize Shane's name, he doesn't use his real name on there.
He doesn't.
No.
So we just we should have called you Quinn. Actually,
I once semi did, but I'm like, once they start posting the crap I do, I'm like, yeah, let's not do that anymore.
We should have just referred to you by your alias this entire time, but I'm too lazy to go back and edit now, so the secret's out.
Make sure no family members listen to the show, okay, Shane?
All right, Clint, thanks for being on the show. Remember, we're on Amazon. If you go to thingsthatsays.net, you click on the Amazon link that's there. It takes you to the same Amazon.com that you know and love, but every purchase that you make kicks a little something back to thingsthatsays.net. We get to pay for the expense that is hosting a podcast, and believe me,
Shane on, because, you know, it costs a lot to
Shane
get someone on.
Shane is a pricey man. It's, you know, he's an expensive person. He's like a high-class prostitute.
Exactly. And plus, now that he's come up with an idea, we're going to have to, you know, get do contract negotiations now that he's got a character.
It's going to be a bitch. So we're going to do that. So, yeah, your best bet to support the podcast is to use our Amazon.com affiliate link.
You can talk.
You can also help me get speech lessons.
Elocution lessons.
use that link. It's available on thingsdezsays.net. You can bookmark it and use it whenever you're going to make a purchase. And I'll have a UK link available soon, because I know for some weird reason we have listeners in the UK, which I don't get. But thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
But if you want
to
support
by the way.
If you want to support the podcast and you don't have any money, you can still be a great help to us, because we're on iTunes. So you can go up there and leave us a nice rating, leave us a review, let us know what you like and what you don't like. And every review helps make the podcast a little more visible on iTunes. So we appreciate the support there, too. So that's it. Thanks for listening. Tune in on Monday for the show where we talk about fake sports. And if you're not down with that, well, then Faraz has got two words for you.
Piss off.